Today's segment of the McGirt Show is sponsored in part by Credit Repair Education Services, celebrating 18 years of renewing, rebuilding, and restoring consumers' credit all over the nation. Check them out today at youtube.com/TheMcGirt, facebook.com/groups/HGLaw, and their email is creditservices@outlook.com, and their local phone number is 910-813-8525. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bob McGirt, host of the McGirt Show Global Media on blogtalkradio.com/TheMcGirt, youtube.com/TheMcGirt, facebook.com/BobbyBrownMcGirt. We are so happy to have with us today an awesome guest from Raleigh, North Carolina, Mr. David Zoniga of Raleigh, North Carolina, who is the World Financial Marketing Group, and we are so happy to have him. Welcome to the show, Mr. David Zoniga. Welcome, Mr. Zoniga.
Thank you very much for having me.
You are indeed welcome. Kind of give the listeners an intro of who you are, where you from, and the native country that you were born in, where you got that exotic, awesome accent.
Yes. Once again, David Zoniga. I am from Central America. That's my homeland. I am a personal, which is a totally different list of people that a lot of folks have not heard of. My homeland is actually being mentioned, where my people are originally from, and then kind of believe. Give me a little history about myself. While in Belize, actually went school down in Belize, went to high school, went to college. Left there with automotive mechanical electrical engineering degree and Cambridge, United States. So I entered the United States, and the interesting thing happened, the schooling is a little different here in the U.S. versus in Central America. So I had to do a lot of things there, and I went back to the high school building that first year. After that year, I went to the United States military, where I served for 8 years. And was in medical field at the time. While I was there, did some cancer research, did head and spinal injury research there. Actually, worked a little bit with special ops. And once I left there, I actually went to medical field Missouri, where I was a director of medical records. There's a lot of information there. Actually put together their newborn infants records department. Actually, set up their cancer research department, the final injury department, and then was asked to go to regional hospital in St. Louis, Missouri, where I did the same thing there and worked for the Farms Jewish Hospital. I spent a year in Saudi Arabia doing the same thing, cancer research and final injury research, and came back to find that there was a lot of my peers that were actually leaving the industry. So I had to find out a little bit about why. And what I found out was there were three things I found, because cancer, as we all know, he showed me my email, which was what I made, I was kind of curious about money.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, I'm looking at the end of every year, I had money that I didn't have, the amount of money that I thought I should have for me to be able to do what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I started looking at various companies that might give me the ability to learn about money. that you're about. Don't have to have any of that. You're not going to make an income from any of these unless you get into another company. And so you rush to that company, grab all the stuff, whatever power they have, put it to another company, and it'll be called and go, hey, where did you get to? But this is a moment in Georgia where all the companies left the state of Georgia. But turmoil. Everybody's trying to figure out what do we do, how do we do, why do we do all, and if they die, something will happen to me. But basically, your business is not, but what do you do? What do you do? You got to build yourself up from scratch, right? So you got to figure out, okay, what am I about business? So I started with that. How am I able to do business in other states? And that's basically how I survived. I started doing loans in different states, Missouri, California, all these various places, because I couldn't do it in Georgia. Absolutely anymore. So what I did is they gave me the opportunity to actually look at different consulting jobs. One of my consulting jobs, one of the jobs I consulted with actually to help those on the company increase their profitability in South Carolina. I did that successfully after that contract. My wife was actually given a promotion and she was moving to North Carolina. That's how we ended up here in North Carolina. Being in North Carolina, doing a little bit more consulting jobs with different people. Kept on thinking, I am making all these people successful. I'm making all these people rich. And I'm not doing it for myself and my community and my people. But something is wrong here. So once again, looking inward, I once again decided to focus and double down on the business at hand, which was financial strategy. I started deciding that I can't do it myself. This is something I can't do myself. So I decided to start what I consider a financial movement. So at this very moment, I am recruiting and looking for people I want to do a couple of things. First and foremost, teach people about finance. First and foremost, I should say, learn about finance. I'm willing to teach them everything I know. I'll teach them about finance. I'll teach them about business. I'll teach them about how to be successful in business. I'll provide them with mentorship, not only myself, but some of my mentors that I have. And get them to a point where they can understand the financial industry, because right now, the financial industry is going through a little bit of a revolution itself. Things are changing. It's no longer the same establishment that it used to be.
That's right.
A lot of old financial planners are retiring. Banks are trying to figure out, hey, we got this COVID thing, how do we work outside of society to try and get different things done. We've been on the forefront of that. We're already running. We're running. We have a lot of things to do. I'm going to tell you the biggest difference between us and the financial companies. First and foremost, the financial companies are individual entities, so they can only provide what that financial institution can provide. If you go to Bank of America, you can only get Bank of America card. If I was a Bank of America, I can give you a Wells Fargo credit card. I can give you a Chase credit card. I can't put anything of that sort. Right? And for me to sit down with you, I better have a lot of money. For me to sit down with you, and financial advice. Well, what if you can go somewhere, and you can sit down with somebody, they can do the exact same thing for you, even though all you have is $50 to put away a month. Even though all you have to do is $100 a month, but you're curious, you want to know how do I make it better? How do I get to the point where I can put away these $300, or these $400 that people are talking about? How can I do that? Right now, if all I can put away is $100 or $50 a month, I'm not even thinking about no $400. I'm not even thinking about pocket fear. Because there's no way I can do it. Right? Think about it. You have people who have 23 jobs to try and make one income. Right? And right now, they might only have one, or that 23 got shut down. Who's the educator? making sure that you have it right. That's where we come in. So I am looking for people who are passionate, ethical, want to teach people, want to educate people, want to learn themselves, want to do great good for society, and at the same time, be properly compensated.
Exactly. Exactly. How did you find out about this place called the USA? How did it all start that you ended up in the USA?
The USA is very special. I think my wife back home and she said, I'm crazy with the left. I'm crazy with the left home. This is like, wow, y'all have to pull the right hand. I'm like, what the fuck did? Make the reason that they don't go the ocean is all good. You know, stuff like that for her. So, you know, it's a different action, but the state, or the United States, what we call the state, is something that everyone always looks towards. Right now, we're like, this person is powerful, right? But I'm here because it's here.
college, but because he was the first to go to college, I have to call back because I'm going to be able to be a good day. We can't send you to that. We can't do anything at it because it's going to be a red dot that lane. That's going to cost a lot of money. Even after the big one day out. So that's how I went and looked at all the mechanical rooms for engineering. That's all he was afraid. So when I came to the state, and we were sending to the old baby, it's funny because my father bought over back to engineering, and I went into medical. Because that's something I always wanted to do. So, again, opportunities. So, what are the limitless opportunities in this country?
Yes.
What can we do? It's unlimited. Unless we limit ourselves, or we listen to those around us who limit us.
That's right. So true. Kind of share with us, what was that lemon to lemonade moment that you experienced? I know you got many, but that one experience that it came to you as a setback, but you didn't let it stop you. You turned it from a lemon to lemonade to encourage others.
You mentioned that, and there's several things that came to mind. I talked about the more years ago where just everything left. And I came back and then said I had to build myself from there. Without worrying about, again, what others think or what they're assuming, because now you basically are starting from scratch.
Amen.
But I also remember that when I was young, and then this put it back in my mind because it lets us know, never give up. And I remember seeing all of the kids were a little bit older, a little bit older than I was. And they were in the middle of the river. And in the middle of the river, there's what we call a sand bay, or there's an area where it's higher because of the sand and the way the water flows, the concrete thing that it pushed the sand to the middle of the river. And it was fancy. I remember wanting to go out there real fast. And I remember the kid, my brother, 3 years older than me, saying, get on my pipe, I'll take you over there. The thing about this, to me, is almost like life. Like, many times, we have people say, hey, I got you for every time. And it's not the whole we got the act that off the bat. Hey, you keep going after off the bat. And now, you have a choice to make. You have a choice to make. Do you drown? Or do you make it back?
Yes. That's right.
That is where we're at.
That's right.
Some of us, we're depending on people.
Yes.
To carry us. Some of us, we're able to just float along at the moment. And then, everything happens. Life changes as we know. COVID has changed, has only changed everything as we know. What do you do? Do you shut down? Or do you fight?
That's right.
One of the things that I know that we have in us is an inner spirit.
Yes.
That will speak, that is willing, once it's charged, to fight for the end of survival. This is where we're at. Back in the day, if you ask your family members, back in the day, people used to bother for stuff.
So did.
Right? They used to bother for what they need. But hey, I'm making this for this. You're making that. Okay, I'll give you some of this, you give me some of that. Right? I remember my grandma used to make bread and water. And the neighbor used to make tamales. And she gave us the tamales, we gave her the bread and water. Right? So there's things that we can do as a community to help each other.
Yes.
This is a time to pull together. And this is a time to snatch every bit of education and knowledge that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And you, when this is over, or when this expands, or whatever it is, to come out a better person than you were.
That's right. That's right. So true. How can people reach you on social media? How can they find out how to reach your services and all that good stuff?
Okay, well, first and foremost, my email is bbc
Flash, maybe a bit earlier. My Facebook page is Primus Solution Group, P-R-I-A-U-S, Solution Group. And my Instagram is Primus _ Solution Group. And you can reach me at any time. My phone number is 678-457-8303.
Awesome, awesome. Is there a final word of empowerment you would like to lead the listeners as we close out?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to tell you one of the most powerful things I was told to me. One of my mentors. And it changed my life forever. So I want you to remember this. I'm going to leave you with this. He told me there's one thing in this country that makes us different from every other country. So what is it? He said, always remember, it's day one. You can start over today. You can pivot and start over from where you are today. You can reinvent yourself. Don't let nobody stop you. You can reinvent yourself today, today. You can go from the bottom to the top. Start with today, today. But the biggest thing that you have to do is you have to decide that it will happen starting today, today.
That's right. That's true. Mr. Zeneca, I tell you, time is much too short when you're having a good time. And I thank you for taking time out your schedule to be a part of the McGirt Show today. You're welcome back anytime. We want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in today. You can reach us at blogtalkradio.com/ The McGirt. Actually, 24-7, 365, the archive interviews as well as the recent interviews, youtube.com, The McGirt, Instagram, The McGirt Show, LinkedIn, Bobby Dale McGirt, Facebook, Bobby Dale McGirt, all over the place, Twitter, Bobby Dale McGirt, and you can email us in our McGirt Show chat room as well as the McGirt Show at Outlook.com. Area code 619-924-0895 is the studio number to listen in on our interviews, as well as the local office, 910-813-8525. Again, Mr. Zeneca, it has been indeed a pleasure. I'm so grateful for the moment we connected with you on social media, and I look forward to enjoying even more interviews with you and celebrating your success on what you're doing to empower people.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much,
Bobby.
Thank you.
It's much a pleasure.
Today's segment of the McGirt Show Global Media has been sponsored in part by Credit Repair Education Services, rebuilding and restoring and renewing consumers' credit over 18 years, A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Check them out today at youtube.com/ The McGirt, their consumer advocacy group at facebook.com/groups/HG Law. You'll be glad you did.